six parak of brachos, right? Okay, we're up to the Mishnah, then Dalet Amud Aleph. May I have a reader? Kastner, you look like you want to read.
Do I?
Yes. as the clock on you and YU is ticking down, you know, I was gonna have a petition to nominate you for next year's editor in chief of the Commentator, but you're graduating and leaving, so there's nothing I can do. Okay. You're supposed to say, "I'm so moved, I just can't read that." You're reading.
That's
good. Good. Achal anavim. Eitan, if you don't want to, ask someone else.
Perhaps tomorrow,
by. Oh, well, tomorrow's halacha, and perhaps on Sunday. Moshe, you want to read? Go ahead. And don't read me in Shalosh. Okay, fine. So that's not there. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Shalek, yeah. So we're going to leave that alone for the moment. But fine, the Mishnah records the well-known machlokes, whether or not it's shalosh brachos or main shalosh on non-bread. So what is the basis of this machlokes? Okay, now, can you explain to me why Rabbi Gamliel quotes these three psukim?
They're back-to-back. Part of it is back-to-back, but it seems...
What is really my question, Chaim?
It provides him with a basis for saying that you make a Birchat Mazon on all Shavuot.
So what is the basis for saying that you make a Gimel Brachas on all Shavuot Semen? You tell me, Chaim. What's the basis?
I mean, like the original, or
No. What's the basis?
According to this, it would be that the Shavuot Aminim plus the two psukim back, and then two psukim after that, you have the Achal Tavas with Avraham.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, but
why do you quote the middle pasuk?
Well, it's there.
So there, I can think of three possibilities. Eyal.
So I think he's saying that comes right after.
I could have said once to stop once. I don't agree with that, but hold on a second. Let's try to think through. I think of four possibilities, actually. You almost said one of them, but I don't think that's so. In other words, nobody's going to say... Let's put it this way. There's no point in quoting that pasuk the way when you're explaining. Why bother quoting that pasuk?
Because really, that is what you're making.
Okay, maybe, Chaim.
If he's viewing this as one whole unit, right, and that's the way he's saying that you can apply that from the first, anything from the first pasuk to the third pasuk. Right? If he's viewing this as one whole unit, so he's going to quote the whole thing together as a child.
No, because the problem is that middle pasuk is really an interruption. The Chachamim claim it's so much of an interruption, Eretz Hifsik Ha'inyan, right? Rabbi Gamliel doesn't feel it's a hefsik. Fine, but there's no point in quoting it. His whole connection is Eretz Chitos Arav Vigefim Nusein Av Rimon Eretz Hashem Nudvash V'yachal Tav Esavato V'erachtos Hashem Elokecha. Marlon?
Does it mention Lechem in the second pasuk and kind of a carryover that idea to the first pasuk? Meaning, you know, we make Birchat Mazon on Lechem, so
no, we don't know that. How do you know you make Birchat Mazon on Lechem?
It's for the Chitim and Sarim. Because the Chitim and Sarim, like we said, that according to Rabban Gamliel, it excludes the Koseis Sachita. So therefore, right, so for those have to be in the form of Lechem.
I'm going to go a step further. One of the things that along those lines, one of the things that a number of the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva have, Pithi Ritva in a couple of places, is the amount of Svara that's dictated by the Pesukim. How much is the Svara, how much is not? So we say that Rabban Gamliel excludes Koseis Sachita. How does he exclude Koseis Sachita? Why? Because that's not the way people eat it. How do you know it has to be the way people eat it? The answer is because Eretz Hashem is Tocha B'Lechem. It is almost along the lines of what you're saying. It's not that the definition of lechem is that it's not that lechem means food. Lechem means something eaten as your primary sustenance. So in other words, the qualifier to Eretz Chita Sara Gefen Hasein Avin Eretz Hashem Nudvash is it has to be something that's eaten derech lechem. Okay? Or at the very least, maybe fachitim and sorim, which typically aren't. Okay? Because it has to be eaten the normal way it's eaten. To stam eat achita sera, that does not require shalosh brachos. That's one possibility. Okay? Two.
The fundamental and easier one is to simply say no. Foods go to achita. I mean, for Gamaliel, we know later on it's not.
But let's put it this way. But if that's the case, then why quote this pasuk? Why not? It's chita sora.
But it's processed and it's not. I understand. It's not that they're understood.
Given how late the idea of processing as removing a bracha comes, that it's maybe even post Talmudic, I'm reluctant to inject that in here. Now, of the remaining three answers, two are structural and one is actually substantive. Shlomo?
It's possible that he's really focusing on the second half of the pasuk as well. But he gets, I think it's really not only referring to lechem, it's referring to everything.
Yeah, but why quote it? In other words, if his whole point... That's very clever. I never thought about that. I know of no source which suggests that it's based upon Eretz three times. There are drushos later Rashi alludes to in the seventh parak about how they dash in the brachos, but they all come from the pasuk of Yachal Tava Savata.
I thought maybe it was an issue possible to say over there also in the beginning.
Yeah,
this might seem like a cop out, but this line actually doesn't appear.
It doesn't appear in one Ksaviyad in Munich. Right? In Munich, it's missing. So that's one of the two structural possibilities, is that it's not here. Okay, the second one, but most of the Ksaviyad do have it. I think three out of four have it.
You also have the problem of, like how you said, that the harder text is probably the original.
I could explain to you why it got put in there.
It's not completely helpful, though. He's not quoting it himself, but it's still there in the middle.
Wait. But that's going to point you to the second structural answer, which would be... It's there for the Chachamim. It's really not there for Rav Gamliel. And that's how, by the way, it's conceivable that the Munich reading is the original one, that it just had two psukim, and the Chachamim say Eretz Yisrael Inyan, and then somebody puts the other pasuk in there because they want you to know which pasuk's being spoken about. Okay, but for Rav Gamliel, it's really not there.
But he still needs a defense.
That is true, but the point is he needs a defense. Just adding the pasuk in there doesn't create a defense for him.
If you can explain it.
But it doesn't explain why I put it there in the first place. Eitan?
What do we do when the majority of manuscripts have the traumatic reading and there's one or two?
Well, I don't know if I would... one or two?
More complicated.
You decide what you want to read and you claim that that's the good reading now.
Is there any method to it? Is there any...
Method to the madness.
Lectio difficile.
Do any of the Rishonim not comment on this? And that surprise you?
Nobody comments on this, as far as I know.
Wouldn't that also help?
No.
I was assumed that it wasn't there.
No, because they might have thought one of these answers to be obvious, or they might have had a different text.
If we're having the question, most likely they would have had it as well, though.
Not every good question we have was necessarily addressed by the Rishonim. Most of them are. Most of them, a one majority of it. Sometimes not. So sometimes you have to ask yourself, maybe they didn't think it was a good question. Maybe they had a different text. I don't know. You know, Moshe?
If you're not using them, if a one not using that pasuk, then you could say either that those two pasukim can really be seen as one, and the usage of Yahalta Masada is simply naturally going on the portion of that section describing the land that's in the food. Because you're not making a bracha on, you know, Eretz Yisrael, but, you know, one of the articles.
Yeah, but what? Bracha. The major theme, thank you God for the food, on the first, then that would be enough. And since tomorrow Marzan, that's wonderful. However, if it's Midaraisa, how would that work? Okay, so Elavadai.
Elavadai in Elam
Gavan. Okay, now the truth is that really compelling?
Do it this way.
Well, but, okay, fine. It's a little bit better, but it's still odd. What if you came up with an answer, you know, along the lines of, you know, there's a machlokas harishonim, kol shelo amar bris v'tola b'berchas hamazon lo yatzeh. I think the Ritva talks about this here, actually. In fact, he draws an analogy. I'm sorry, it's after Pesach. He draws an analogy. It doesn't mean that you're not yotzeh. It means that you don't fulfill the mitzvah b'shlei musa. You don't fulfill it properly, but you're yotzeh. And what's another example he cites of that? And I'll just tell you, I know it's post-Pesach. I'm sorry I didn't share it with you before, but you notice Rabbi Gamliel has a completely different sheet about what the mitzvah Igata Levincha is. The main part of our Haggadah and the view that's expressed of Arami Ovid Avi and Mitchilo Devazar HaYavoseinu That really is the Hasidic version. That's telling stories about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Gamliel was a Litvak, and he held that you had to talk about the halachos. He held that you had to talk about the halachos of Pesach and Matzah and Mar. He was a Litvak, and if you want to write to that, the story we tell in the Haggadah of Maasev, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Tarfon Hashem Sumin Bebrah, and they were Misapa in Zipus Yitzhak Time Kalalaila. Now, that passage doesn't appear anywhere else in rabbinic literature. It's only in the Haggadah. The closest analog is the Toseft at the end of Tzachim, which talks about Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenin, who were Mesubin and Ali, I forget where, and they were learning Hilchas Pesach all night. And it's very much the same, very similar story. So you see that the other Tanaim held there was a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of stories. Rabbi Gamliel held that the mitzvah was learning Hilchas Pesach. Okay, and that's reflected in the two parts of the Haggadah, the much shorter part at the end. But that's what Rabbi Gamliel held. Kol Shalom Shlosh V'Dam Pesach. That's, by the way, a machlok. So we show what it means. Also, some Rishonim say you're not yotzei the mitzvah matzah amorer bishlei musa if you don't say the explanations along with it. But others say no, you're not yotzei the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Either way, the Ritva here says it doesn't mean you're not yotzei. Means you don't do it kadasu kadin, but you're still yotze. So anyway, so you could say the same thing here, that even though you didn't mention the other two themes of the main shalosh, nonetheless, still, I would say more than that. You could even argue that the midoraisa, there could be a bracha. The specific contours of the bracha would have to be in the bracha achas. The bracha achas may be midoraisa. May ain shalosh may be the tzura and the rabbanon that they placed upon it. Okay. Yes, but it doesn't incorporate the other. In other words, if the choice is between saying Birchas Hazan and starting and saying Al Mechiyav Al Kalkalav Al Tumas Asadav Vel Baruch Atah Hashem Al Eretz Vel Mechiyav or Mechiyav Al Kalkalah, then yes, Birchas Hazan is certainly much better. But if you leave me out Eretz Kavna Torah, Shesidah Halasein or Lachem Yisrael, Racha Neshalay Al Yisrael Al Yushalayim Racha. If you leave that out, so then that's what it means. Birchas Hazan. It means just the first bracha. Okay. So anyway, so that's why he thinks it must be in the Rabbanan. Yesha you dochem veomrim. Go ahead. No, that's all it means is that of course you still have to say an ala eitz. But you can leave out the first part. You can skip immediately to Eretz Chenda because you've already done the first bracha.
Because you've done the
zon. Yeah, Kevan Sha'amar Birchas Hazan. That you fulfilled your obligation on. Aval. Okay, Lagamre Mashma. That's what he says. If you look, however, in the Rashba and in the Ritva, if you happen to have a Rashba near you, the Ritva, by the way, goes as far as that makes an incredible claim, which I don't think we accept halacha. The Ritva claims that if you made a Meyin Shalosh, an Ala Mechya, on bread, you're Yotzei B'diavad.
Why?
Because you got all three themes of the Daraisa in it. Yeah, and you even got a Tova Meitiv in there. So you didn't do it, Kitikna Kitzurasa, but nonetheless, you got all the themes in there. Okay.
Is that
what's that? What does the Ritva say on that? I don't remember if he says anything or not. I don't recall.
Is that a separate issue from changing the Matbeah Tavu Chacham?
Well, again, when we say,
aside from the fact that they also set up the
What is the statement? Kol Mashana Matbeah Tavu Chachamim Eino Elatoa. I believe is the language
okay. That's
used in the Gemara, and the Rambam at least one place when he quotes, which means that's right. He's a Toa. That doesn't mean you're not Yotze. You're a Shota. That doesn't mean you didn't fulfill your obligation.
Right, but it might be bad.
Correct.
Because there are other places where it's curses.
We're talking about B'di'evit here, though.
Yeah.
Right. Now the Rashba in the beginning, Memdal and Aleph, I'll read this, says as follows: Rabbanon Eretz Asher Lo V'Miskenus Tocha Balachem Hifsikayin Kashali Im Kain Me'Ein Shalosh LeRabbanon Minolahu L'Tein Ivanovim. How do they know that you make a main shalosh dafka on Tanim and Ravim as distinct from everything else? Vinirali the Rabbanon mida at Kirin Rachman Hacha Lahani Vikasa Bitarvahi Uvechaltavisavatovechta Shmaminosha Avhain Tun Bracha. Even according to the Chachamim that you make a main shalosh, And he doesn't say this black on white, but it's pretty close. It is midoraisa. The fact that the Torah mentions Eretz Chita Sora in this parasha means that there is a mitzvah sase midoraisa to make berachas hamazon on it. The ilav the asa tocha b'lechem ha'afzake, if you, not for the pasuk that interrupted things, alechem ha'avim v'rachin alash shalosh mamish kirelim gamlio. But hashta da ad kirinu, now the Torah has mentioned the shiva saminim, but at the same time, ha'afzakuha le'inyona b'lechem, but it was mafzik the inyan with the pasuk of lechem, shamina d'lo m'varchin bracha gimura el alechem l'chud. V'ashara m'varchin berchas alechem dahinu mein shalosh. And the others you make, you know, a main shalosh. You have to make a bracha midaraisa, but you don't have to make the same bracha because only lechem gets the bracha. Shlomo? It has to be the dumi. There, see, even they're going to agree, dumi de lechem. He has a comment. I don't know if he or the Ritva has a comment about that.
The pasuk that was split apart was by lechem, not necessarily by chita.
Okay, so well, but you still might make a hekesh in terms of between some of the shivas. I mean, let's see. He may address he or the Ritva, I think, addresses that. Umistabra de afilu the rabbanu nami lo mavich mrochin mekosis esachita. I'm sorry. Rabbanu Gamliel suffered de lo asa lechem lahasika inyan elo mekosis esachita lamute lebracha legamre. So he says it excludes it completely. Now, I don't know if he's done on this yet. Umistabra de afilu the rabbanu nami lo mavarchin mekosis esachita mein shalosh lefish ena dome leshar peres on its karim bepasuk shein bechiyus anechalim. Okay, that's just what I suggested. Okay, which just means I didn't remember, even though I read the Rashi, but I still didn't remember. And therefore, it's not dumya to the other shiva samin, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Now, chita and sora does have a bracha midaraisa mein shalosh according to the chachamim, even when it's not lechem, namely by chavitz keder and daisa. When wheatmeal and chavitz keder might be, I mean, it's some flour type of flour tavshil. Lots of people eat it that way. According to Gamliel, you make Birchas Hamazon on wheatmeal. You do. Why? Because lechem, lamayit, kosis, achita is only things that people don't eat normally. If it's from the Shiva Saminim, or if it's bread, either way, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shalosh Brachos. I didn't formulate that well. Anything that's the Shiva Saminim, even if it's not Mindagan, or if it's a Mindagan, even if you didn't make it pass. So the din is, you make Shalosh Brachos coin Rabbi Gamliel. What is an example of something that's me Mindagan, but you didn't make it into bread? Daisa, but not Kosis Achita. And Rabbi Gamliel teaches you something that's not lechem, namely daisa. For the chachamim, chit and sora simply means that daisa belongs to the pasuk of shivas aminim, namely mein shalosh, and for Gamliel, it belongs to the pasuk of shivas aminim, namely shalosh. Shlomo? What do you do with that? So I would say simply that minat Torah. You need bracha achas. The chachamim were misakin it may in shalosh, but it still may be that the primary part. I always look at it this way. Let me ask you the following question: was birchas hamazon in the midbar deoraisa? An interesting question. I assume it was, but I can't tell you for sure. If it was, what was in it? What? It's not a mitzvah tliya b'aretz. We certainly assume it applies in chutz la'aretz. The only question is, did it apply before they entered Eretz Yisrael?
The question's about like mon, that's not coming from Eretz altogether.
No, so if they had berachas hamazon minat Torah in the midbar, they only had one bracha, because you couldn't make a bracha on Eretz Chem de Torah v'chav eshrim chad l'avaseinu, and you couldn't make a bracha on Yerushalayim or, you know, Malchus Beis David or, you know, Beis HaMikdash, right? That's a real shocker if you want to shock some very firm children, you know, or even children who are older but have the sophistication of children.
Can compose a kina about
not from the speaking mouth.
Oh,
no,
about
they could have made a
brahma. Yeah, but how could they send Malchus based on Mashiachecha? And then wouldn't everybody have known that Shaul was the wrong king?
You don't know if you're going to
they didn't know which
David. I mean, you didn't need Shmuel to tell Shaul Mamlach Tachalos Akum, right? Because everybody would know it was David, right? So anyway, you can really have fun with this. But the bottom line is obviously, you know, you can ask the other question in year 20 in the Midbar, how many parshiyos did they have in the Tefillah? Okay, but bottom line is the Ikar of Birchas Hamazon is Birchas Hazad. That's very clear, right? Maybe even to some extent Birchas Aretz. Yerushalayim is not certainly part of that pshat wise. So anyway, so it could be the Rashba would just say that Minat Torah Bracha Achas would have been sufficient. The Chachamim were Koveya that Lachatchili is supposed to have a Mayim Shalosh, but they might have accepted the fact that if you made Bracha Achas, Hasan would have been sufficient. Remember also for that statement in the Gemara, don't forget one other piece here. The words Mayim Shalosh are not to be found in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chachamim say Bracha Achas. The only place Mayin Shalosh is found is in the Sansino printing, and in parentheses in the Vilna printing. But really, it's not there. And therefore, when the Gemara said earlier that Yotze with Bracha Achas with Hazon, because that's Bracha Achas.
And you think that's what it? That's what it means.
It could very well be. That could be the answer. Yeah, I mean, who said that on your Beis Amid Aleph?
Yeah. Hi, Manny. But then what about the Gemara coming and saying, oh, if you make Bracha Achas and Tevin up? And enough of the event, so then it's okay, if that's what it meant. If we do what they originally meant we should do, then I guess it's okay.
No. What I'm telling you is the following. The din of the Mishnah is that you have to make a bracha achas after Tein Banav, according to Chachamim. And at some point later, the minhag became to make a main shalosh, but it could be that Medina, even a regular bracha achas, would be acceptable too. If you made akin to the Yushalmi's bracha achas, according to the Bar Nefashos model, that might have been okay also.
So
that's why. But the Evid, I mean, you might be Yotzi with Hazonas HaKol.
So even though we don't do that anymore, if you were to do that, then it would be okay.
B'di'evid. It's obviously all B'di'evid. Okay. Where is this? The Gemara doesn't... there's not enough to tell from the Gemara. Where is it? It's anonymous, so it could be relatively late. But anyway, that's a possibility. Chaim?
And can you say that this is that the Bracha Chamein Shalosh is a Babylonian Amoraic compromise?
It appears to be
between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim.
It's not only in Bavel; it does appear in the Yerushalmi in a couple of places. And I don't remember if any of them were. I think one of them was explicit that they were talking about Mayin Shalosh. Right, the question was in the Tosefta, was the Mayin Shalosh, first, is that really there in the Tosefta, or is that a later addition? And more to the point, is anything Mukharch in the Tosefta, even if it's in the manuscript, is anything Mukharch in the Tosefta that it's a Brachachs Mayin Shalosh versus a Brachachas? In Mace, no, they may have, and maybe even in the Kisviyat, may have Mayin Shalosh, but does that really mean that's what the Tosefta, or the original version of the Tosefta, is? We only have two Kisviyat. But the point is there anything in the continuation of Tosefta, and I don't think there is, that makes it clear that this is really a Mayin Shalosh like we think of. Right? The most explicit mention of the Mayin Shalosh, and I don't remember if it's Beferish and Yerushalmi, is in the Bavli here, when Abaye asks the Rav Dimi, what is this Mayin Shalosh? Which is one of the observations where Mayor Lichtenstein made, that you see that it was not necessarily so widespread. Because if Abaye is asking, what is this Mayin Shalosh, it means, it's like asking somebody, you know, what's a Nasha Yotzan? Like, I mean, if you grew up in the context of a certain community, everybody knows what Asher Yotzar is.
So fine, let's say that in Eretz Yisrael they were also doing Mayin Shalosh, but it's still clearly a later...
Could that be a compromise?
A compromise between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim.
Maybe. I mean, it's hard to know, because the truth is if you're going to make up a Bracha Achas, wouldn't it make sense to include those themes anyway?
On the other hand, we know that there was the alternative tradition of the not main Shalosh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's possible. Okay, fine. Any comments about this? It's a machlokas harishon whether or not Berachas al-Mechia main Shalosh is midaraisa. Now, one stipulation. What do you obviously have to assume in order for main Shalosh to be daraisa? what condition must be fulfilled? Kedei Sviya. You have to have eaten Kedei Sviya. Now, what nafkaminas are there? There are two, one definite and maybe two nafkaminas. There might be a few nafkaminas if you hold Smidaraisa. Firstly, the ability to say that Alamichya is Motzi, Berchas Amazon, Bidiyeved, might be Talui upon that. In other words, if you say Alamichya is only the Rabbanon, it's hard to imagine being Motzi. Not impossible, but it's harder to imagine. Not impossible to imagine that you're Motzi, the Chi of Daraisa of Shalosh Brachos, number one. Number two, the obvious nafkamina between these is. Hello? Safek. Safek, whether you benched. So what if you're Safek, you made Alamecha, and you ate Kedei Sviya? And let's say you had, you know, three bowls of wheatmeal. Okay, and now you're not sure whether you made Alamecha. So according to the Rashba and the Ritva, you have to make another Alamecha. According to the Ptemirin, you don't. Another possible nafkamina might be, what? I don't remember if it's clear. I think the Acharonim have a debate. I don't think the issue is discussed in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, I think, pretty clearly holds. The Rambam holds. My impression in the Rambam is that he actually splits it, that Ala Michya is the Raisa, but Ala Geffen is not. Because he talks about Ala Geffen, Ala Eitz, he talks about them in Perches, which is Birchas Amenin. Ala Michya is spoken about under the category Birchas, in the first four Prakim, which deal with Birchas Amazon. Which leads me to the impression that he holds that the Ala Michya is the Raisa, but the Ala Geffen and Ala Peros is the Rabbanon. Someone may have said this as well. I don't know if somebody else observed this. So I don't remember. It's discussed in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't think it's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. We should have spoken about this the last time. No, it must have been in that Simon, in Simon Reish Tes. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Fine. The continuation of the Gemara, one of these rare instances where we get Nusach in the Gemara. So what happens now? Go ahead. First, we have a couple of statements in between. Moshe, you're back. You're back on. Amar Yako Baridi. Now, I might point out that in the context of the parak, although it's hard to imagine, this is the first time we're being told about a bracha achrona of Mein Shalosh on Mizonos, what we would call classically Mizonos. In other words, all we saw earlier in the parak, if I'm not mistaken, we saw Bar Minei Mizonos. Rav and Shmuel said, Kol Shiesh Ba Mei Chamesh Shalom Yivarach on Bar Mizonos. We never saw a discussion of Mein Shalosh. The first time... So there would have been only that Brisa. That Brisa spoke about Orez. I don't know if it spoke about this. And that was, if I'm not mistaken, Derech Agav. They weren't interested in Bracha Rishona. Right? So you might have seen it Derech Agav. Right, you did see a Bracha Achas, and presumably, I think, all the our Gemara, at least the Vilna Shas, has Main Shalosh, and I remember what the Kisveyat had. But the focus was on Bracha Rishona. For obvious reasons. Why? Because up until this Mishnah, as hard as it is to imagine, the only thing that's been spoken about in terms of the Mishnayos has been Bracha Rishona. Now it's the first time we're getting to Bracha Achrona. Fine. So now, so he says, Borei Minei Mizonos and Bracha Achas Main Shalosh. Amar Rabba Bar Mari, go ahead. Obviously, Kol Shu Mishivas Aminim doesn't mean include Chit and Sor, it means the other five things. So you make a Bar Preitz, and at the end you make a Main Shalosh. Fine. I'm sorry? Continue. So the Graha already notes a number of different Girsos and what follows. Let's read first what we have printed in the Vilna Shas. Go ahead. Fine. No, I mean, period. Now he says. Okay. Now it says v'chosem. I noticed, by the way, this line is not in the critical edition. I don't know if it's missing on the CD-ROM or I somehow deleted it by accident. This line, however, is very problematic. It's not in some of the Kisveyad. V'chosem al arts v'al amechya.
Why is it really problematic? Because the next line is Mechtam b'may chatim. Nadav?
Also, did we ever see Bechule in the text of Gemara? We're not just quoting the Mishnah.
Yes, because you don't need to repeat it. It was just cited earlier.
Is that the editors of that? So it used to be in the Gemara?
It's not the printers, and it's probably in the Kisviyat also, it's abridged. So I assume it's original to the, you know, or it goes back farther than we can see.
Scribes don't write that much.
What's that?
Scribes, you know, it's difficult to write. You know,
yeah, why repeat? You know, I don't think it's unheard of. Now, what is not in the Gemara? In our Gemara? What? Yayin. The Rif and the Rush both have the Rif has both the Rishona and both the beginning of Alamecha. You have to be careful of Rishona and, you know, Betchilasa B'Sofa here. Betchilasa B'Sofa means at the beginning of the Alamecha and at the Sofa Alamecha. The Rif has the Chasim, has Psicha of Al Gefen or Priya Gefen, and the Chasim of Al Oretz V'Al Priya Gofen. We do not have a mention of that in the Gemara, and if I'm not mistaken, the Meiri even alludes to a sheet that there's absolutely no difference between Gefen and the rest of Peres. Tosus clearly doesn't have it in his Gemara with respect to the Chasima, at least. Let's read. I reread it. I'm not so sure, but we'll see in a second. But the Meiri even cites a sheet that you don't even distinguish. Those who learn the Rambam already know the Rambam said the Rambam assumes that you say Al Gefen Al Priya Gefen at the beginning, but the Chasima is Al Eretz V'Al Peres. Okay. Now, before we get to the specifics, let's just finish up to the top Mamdalat Amid Beis. So now the Gemara says, Mechtam b'may chosim. Now, it's a very, very strange Gemara. I was hoping the Kisvei Yadu were going to eviscerate the entire thing. They don't. However, the Rush and the Rif do.
And the
Oh, he takes out that whole section about...
He takes out the
whole thing about the chosim b'tarti. Oh, okay. I didn't even know. You know, I didn't notice the Gra. I saw the first Gra. What's that?
The Gra takes out the Rosh Chodesh piece.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Why? Because Michtam Mamai Chatim, so you get a machlokes. Al Aretz Val Paris, Al Aretz Val Paris. That is the Nusach and the say of the Rif and the Rush.
And the Gra says at the end of the Aleph, the first thing that he quotes, he says Michtam Mamai Chatim, and then he goes right into Rav Chisda. And then he says,
Right. Now, if you have the Chosem Al Aretz Val Mechia, why not learn from those? Right. That's correct. And I don't know, it doesn't make it, what is the issue of Rosh Chodesh? It's an issue of being chosim b'tarti in brachas. We don't like to have two anyanim in a chasim sabracha. Why? Because it's osim mitzvahs chavilas. This is a Gemara and later in the seventh parak that discusses this. Okay, fine. So anyway, we'll read this line just for the moment. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav. And that's not called Chosem B'Tarti. Why? Because the Gemara says later in the seventh parak, it's Mekadesh the Yisrael who are Mekadesh the Chadashim. Of course, you realize immediately one kasha you should ask.
Why is it?
No. You can ask a kasha against the Gemara then. A different Chosem B'Tarti. Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Yisrael of Hasmanim, and it's not Yisrael's Mekadesh Hashem. They do. And the answer is, that's an exception. That's the answer, it's an exception. Okay. Fine. So anyway, so the Gemara says that just like that is not Chasem B'Tarti, so too, Al Ha'aretz V'Al HaPeres, or Al Ha'aretz V'Al Priya Gefen, or Al Ha'aretz V'Al Micha is not Chasem B'Tarti, because it's Al Ha'aretz which produces the Priya Gefen, or the Micha, or the... or the Peiros. Okay, fine. Now, so Hachamai. I see the problem with that girsa is that they're not answering the question. Right? I'll answer that, because the machlokus here is about what the specific nusach, not whether you can have two. So then, what does he say? Allah Aretz. You know, the truth is, until learning this Gemara, probably it was there to Yisrael, we never remembered to say Allah Aretz Vel Peiros Saha. But, okay, but you need to know this very much. Most Rishonim assume Lamaisa. Maybe all Rishonim do if you have, you know, if you have Jaffa grapes, and something which you make, you know, Al Ha'aretz, and Al Ha'aretz, then, and Al Ha'aretz Val Paris, then if you have imported fruit from Eretz Yisrael,
So you're supposed to make Alar Esfah Perasa. In fact, I understand.
Yeah.
On wine that's imported from Eretz Yisrael, does it say Alar Esfah Al
Pre
Gafna? Okay, that's what I would thought. I mean, so it's important to realize that when you're making bracha on Israeli wine. Of course, it leads us to the next question. What happens if you have a Jaffa orange and then you have a Chutz Laretz grape? Jaffa oranges? So what if you have an orange from Eretz Yisrael and you have a grape from Chutz Laretz and you're making an Al Ha'etz an Al Ha'etz V'Alaperos, two grapes, you're making an Al Ha'etz V'Alaperos because, primarily because of the grapes, but it covers the Eretz Yisrael orange as well, right? Because when you have non-Shivas Aminim fruits plus Shivas Aminim fruits, the Al Ha'etz V'Alaperos covers it. So what bracha do you make then? So now you could start to make a Chakira. What is the nature of the Aretz V'Alaperos that you make when you're being called other fruits? Is it really just Grara? Or is that really, Medina, we should have had a main Shalosh on all fruits? You know, you should have said Aretz V'Alaperos on all fruits. But the Chacham only made it on the Shivas Aminim Eretz Yisrael. But once you're saying, once you're having a Shivas Aminim anyway, and then you make it on the fruits, so the Bracha goes equally on both, and maybe you should say Aretz V'Alaperos, Shlomo.
If you have wine from Eretz Yisrael and fruits not
that's easy. Aretz V'Alaperos.
I meant if you have fruits.
Ala Aretz V'al Perosel V'al Priyagafen. Why is that hard? I can mix and match. I'm good. Okay.
But it's Al Perosel.
If the fruits are grapes.
On any fruits.
What's that? Well, we don't normally say Al Aretz V'al Peros on non-Shivas Aminim fruits. But what if you're Kolel? In other words, what if you get the apple? You don't make a Bar Nefashos when you have an apple and a date. Okay. So I don't know. That's a question. Okay. So let's take a look at Tosas briefly. I'm sorry, let's finish the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Vamram. Right, so here's the problem. You have to know, Rav Chista lived where? Rav Yochanan lived where? Okay, and yet they're making the flip brachas. So the I observed that the Gemara didn't seem bothered there. In other words, the Gemara assumed that the real Zionist was the one who was in Chutz Laretz, that wouldn't make anybody make Aliyah.
That's what it sounded like.
I understand that. Rav Yehuda, you know, you should have said Rav Chista is the big Zionist here, and he lives in Chutz Laretz. Rav Yehuda was better, because Rav Yehuda didn't let Rav Zeir go and make Aliyah, right? He told him he couldn't, even though ultimately he didn't listen. And the Gemara had no problem there, right? It's a little... really funny. Maybe it was because it was what Rabbi Yehuda felt it was also to make Aliyah, and therefore he was such an Avos Eretz Yisrael because he couldn't go there. You know, it wasn't Pas Pesala, whereas for Rabbi Yochanan, it's like, he's there Eretz Yisrael, yeah, big deal, okay, I live in Eretz Yisrael all the time. You know, you'll feel Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Okay, anyway, that's true generally. I mean, that can, in many cases, that's the case, right? Right? It's mostly... the only people in the world who haven't figured out that there's going to be some type of, well, that there should be some type of Palestinian state are, you know, certain segment of American Jewry. That everybody in Eretz Yisrael has figured this out already, I think, just about. I mean, except for maybe the fringe. But here, you don't have to be as fringe, you know.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That'd be a little...
It would be nice.
It would be nice what?
That's true.
If what? If most Israelis? The overwhelming majority... of Israelis. Overwhelming majority, probably even of Orthodox Israelis, you know, would be at this point recognize that.
That might be a stretch.
Go to
Bnei Brak or Beitar Elite and ask them.
No.
Oh, that I have no doubts about there. That's a slam dunk.
Go to Efrat.
I think that's not true, but okay, I'm not going to...
Forget the
anyway.
Religious ones.
They might debate what the contours would be, but they wouldn't oppose having one. Maybe they don't want their land to be part of it. No, I don't mean that in whatever. Anyway, okay, fine. So, so that's what the Gemara says. So rather, what do you do? Ella. So the Maskath of Nachman Yitzchak, great question. They eat and we make the bracha. It's very clever. Okay, so Ella. Okay. And that previous statement should not be taken as an endorsement of or opposition to Palestinian state. I just want to make that clear. I think you should know. I didn't mean to mention it. Once I said it as a general rule, I like not to voice my opinions on those matters because I don't think they have anything to do with rabbis. So I can have my own political opinions, but they mean nothing more than anybody else's opinion on that particular topic. So that's why I normally don't. I just
you know.
Not okay. Invoking Das Torah.
That's correct. Okay. Fine. So let's take a look at Tosus just about the nature of the Chasimos. Allah Eitz Val Priya Eitz. Will someone take over?
No
Shlomo, you want to read? The Chevan. Okay, so once at first he says you do make on the Al-Gethman Priyagafen. What's that? I don't think he necessarily. I don't think he does. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I agree. Tosfos, it's not. Correct. Tosus does not appear to have in this Gemara. Yes. Uvachasima. And obviously that's for sure not in Tosus Gemara. Okay. Mi ulachora mashma. So Tosus is assuming, of course, that the end of Al Mechia before the bracha, he had Shem Tov Meitel Kacharot Al Haaretz, and we say Al Peros. So once you're not mentioning Eitz anymore, you're not going to mention the specific, since Geffen is not the fruit but the vine, you're not going to mention Geffen in the Chasima. Avol Ba'al. Okay, fine. Now Uvesefer. Now I have to tell you, I didn't make the time before Shir to take a look with the computer. I don't know where else Tosus quotes Rambam. You know, Tosus, most of the Bali, the Rash is certainly earlier than the Rambam, the Rambam is a contemporaneous, but certainly they would not have seen the Mishnah Torah. I assume the Mishnah Torah was not available, was not finished until at least close to the year 1200 or something like that. I don't know. Is that the Rambam's years are what? No, a little earlier than that. 1134, something like that, to 1200 something. Right? So I don't imagine it was out until the last quarter of the 12th century. I don't know the exact dates on the Rashi Mishans, but it's a pretty good bet that the Mishnah Torah wasn't circulating until the beginning of the 13th century, at least in Ashkenaz. I don't know if even that early. I don't know when it first makes its way there. This piece must, I'm assuming this may be a later piece in Tosfos, unless these are different Tosfos, these are not Tosfos Arash on Brachos, this parak, I don't know. But I do not recall, I think they probably are, but I suspect that they can count them on one or two hands, the number of times that Rambam is cited. It should be pretty easy to search. You have to search for Maimon, and you have to search for Ramosha, and then you have to cross out most of them because they're the Sami Kutzi Ramosha Mikutzi, some other Ramosha. But okay, so the Sefer Maimoni Matzrich. Matzrich Hahasker Bameina or of the Shabbos of Yom Kippur. Matzrich Mirushami. Umihu. Umihu lo nahag ha'olam. Today, by the many Yerushalmi say, we're not knowing such. It's based upon a Yerushalmi earlier. I don't know if he quotes the Yerushalmi. It's earlier in the Yerushalmi. It's in Halacha Aleph. That is the practice today. It's not Ma'akev, obviously, just as Yalav Yavo is not Ma'akev Birchas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh, and Ritzei is not Ma'akev on Shabbos beyond the second meal. So too, since the main Shalosh is never obligatory, therefore. It's not ma'akev the ala mechir or the ala eitz or whatever else. There may also be another reason why it's not ma'akev, because if you look in the Yerushalmi, they quote one Amora who said it, but the Yerushalmi wasn't sure. It was, I think, ma'al lahaskamay and Amora. And the other one says, and the next Amora says, since he said it, we'll be choshesh for it. Right? It sounds like, remember the mechir, but, he did it, so therefore we're desert to do it too. Okay. The Yachalios. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel.
Okay.
Now we say, by the way, side point, we say Tenuvasa Sadeh in every Nusach, don't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, but number that we shown them objected. I think Tenuvasa Sadeh only makes sense with respect to the grains. Our practice is not like that. We say Tenuvasa, you know, we follow the practice that we shown them quote and reject, or some of them quote and reject. We always say Tenuvasa Sadeh. But in this case, it makes, even the way it's presented here, why is Tenuvasa Sadeh? Probably because that would be Tenuvasa Eitz, whatever the word Tenuva means. What? Yeah, but they I don't know why. In other words, Vayochal, why do they say Vayochal Tenvos Sadai, Vayenikeon Dvash Mishsela Vesham Yechal Mishur? I don't know why. I don't know why he thinks that's a raya, that it's only grain, but so we don't accept that. You can see, even in the Nusach here, if Tenuvasa Sadeh were really a function of grain, then you should have said, Ala Mechiyav Al Chakulav Al Tuvasa Sadeh Al Agethna Al Priyagethim, but it's put at the end. So, okay. They don't have, at least this quotation, from Meir Chanan, they don't have Al Agethen. Okay, now what's the Chiddush here? V'lo have right, which does mean, by the way, if you interpret this way, is you're interpreting that the primary purpose of the bracha is al haaretz, and that and the peiros are an outgrowth of that. Okay, fine. Any questions so far? No. The Eretz that we're talking about in that bracha, Eyal, is Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz that's mentioned in Al Mechia generally is about Eretz Yisrael. So we say now, in Chutz Laretz, we thank God for Eretz Yisrael and Peros, not Perosel. Right? But your question is really the answer. I mean, you have to realize when you say Al Eretz, what you, I'm saying you have in mind, but you should realize what you're saying is Eretz Yisrael. Nadav?
All the same lines. Is there a reason you can point to why there's a distinction for Eretz Yisrael and not Eretz Yisrael in Main, in Bracha Main Shalosh, but not Bracha Mazon?
Because there's no, in Bracha Samazon, we don't specify specific fruits that we could attach a suffix to. Right? It's on God as Hazan, as opposed to a Bracha on the food.
When we say
we don't usually think too much about brachos, about the nusach. We don't usually think about. Most people don't think about these things, self included. There's a lot there.
When we say the second blessing, right before the conclusion, we say, "Al ha aretz hatova asher natan lach."
Yeah.
Baruch ata.
No. That's not talking about Israel. But he's asking, why don't you have any kind of like peiroseha or something like that? The answer is because we don't talk about specific foods in Berachas Hamazon. We talk about hazanas hakol. Azama salam kulo tuvo, right? There's no mention of specific fruits. Okay, fine. So now, let's continue. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Shlomo, you read for us, please. It's on top of the Dalva base, you can't miss it. First word.
I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Mishur Rabbeinu.
Okay, Avon. Okay, so Rashi comments here, Aval Yarka Lo. Right, and as you do need a bracha Rishona, you just don't need a bracha Achrona. Yes. Now, in fact, I forgot about this. Now, why did he not make a bracha on Yarek? Aval Yarka Lo is not part of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi's statement, probably. It's the Gemara's comment. Yeah. Kikulhu.
So where is Kikulhu? Why didn't you just say Abidna Kirpapa? Kirpapa is the one who does it.
It's still a question, Eyal, because if the word afilu is part of...
No, so then you would say each one is going on a different afilu, meaning the set Rapapa would say afilu mine and not Yerapa.
And you think as opposed to... Oh.
As opposed to adding on what came right before him.
Maybe.
Otherwise, there's no reason for him to say, for him to say, I do like everyone.
I hear.
I hear. Well, I was about to say, here's where the Bavli, it would appear, did not either deliberately chose to push in a different direction, or maybe did not realize what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Shita was.
There you go.
We know, if, especially because Rabbeinu, he used to make a Bar Minei Nefashos before it, and he used to make a Bar Nefashos Ravas V'Chesronon, Baruch Ata Hashem Chei Olamim, afterwards. As Rebbe made it on Beitza and Basar, Mine Basar, because these are Nefashos. Of course not Yarka. Some Rishonim say, and they seem not to have been aware of this Yerushalmi, some Rishonim say he didn't make it on Yarka. Why? Because he held it wasn't Chashev enough. No, because it's not Mine Nefashos. Right? What happens in Bavel is, what seems to be happening, we don't know exactly, is that slowly but surely we do away with the idea of having anything that has a bracha rishon not a bracha achrona. Right? All the velo klums eventually become bari nefashas. So now you get, after quoting Rabbeinu, who only made it on meat and eggs, so aval yarka, so the Bavli adds in aval yarka lo. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, afilu yarka, aval maya lo, not on water. Rav Papa Omar. In other words, the one who's quoted with his father's name, his two names there, holds like the one who has one name, namely Rabbi Yitzchak, who are the two choices, Rabbi Yitzchak, and then the one who has one name, namely Marzutra, holds like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Okay. For us, it seems kind of silly, but they needed it because it's oral.
Is this not like a Gonic insertion? Later?
It's in the Kisveyat. I don't know. Yeah. It could be the editors
like
of the Shas as well. It could be the editors of the Shas. Simonim in the Gemara itself, I assume, are late, but Simonech may be from the Gemara itself. Okay, Amar Rav Ashi.
It's an indication that even later layers were still oral.
Something, yes, that's correct. In other words, that's a good observation. Simon, it means that there's still oral value involved. Is it your observation or somebody else's? Dr. Elman has observed that? I think it's correct. Okay. So, this is a hybridization of Girsa. I forget, one says, Amar Rav Ashi, Kimat Karna Avina Kekuhu. And the other one is Ano Zimna Avid Nakekul or something like that. But either way, it means that when I remember, I follow all them, which is such a funny lashon. I remember to bench. I bench. No, I mean, you wouldn't say that. It meant that Rav Ashi was still regarded as somewhat optional. Okay, but he liked to make the bracha on all of them. Okay. Okay. Mitzvos, you make a bracha before, but not after. Okay, so they made a bracha when they took off their tefillin. We'll read Tosfos in a moment. I thought we'll read Tosfos now. The rest, everything down to the bottom is Agada, which we'll read through quickly, maybe not today, perhaps Sunday, first thing, and there was only one little sugya left at the end about Shahakal. But apparently in Eretz Yisrael, they used the bracha when they took off their tefillin. Chaim?
Do we have a source for this in the Yerushalmi?
Yes, the Yerushalmi quoted, actually. And the bracha, I believe, was Lishmar Chukav. Nadav?
Is the last line about Reach really serious?
Yeah, in other words, everybody would agree we don't make a bracha. There's no bracha chron after Reach.
They just put one mitzvah that they make a bracha afterward. There's still plenty of other mitzvahs.
That's the machlokas that we showed him about that. Right? So those, the Baalei Tosfos say it was only on tefillin. We'll talk about that in a moment. So they say, well, you could have said other mitzvahs, but anyway, they. But yes, Chaim?
Avi pointed out something interesting, that this should have been the first guess should have been the Reach, just because it's a Birchas Hanan, which is much closer to what we've been talking about up to now than Birchas Mitzvah.
I hear. It is a strange thing. It's almost like they wanted an excuse to mention this particular Shita. But, okay.
All right, so let's look at Tosfos here. Shlomo, I don't know if you saw it or not.
The second one.
Okay. Let me just fill in one detail for the moment, which is, when do we wear tefillin, when do we not wear tefillin? So there is a machlokas about the last pasuk in the parsha of Kaddish Licha B'chor. The previous pasuk mentioned what might possibly be tefillin, except for according to the Rashbam. So the question is that going on Pesach or is that going back on tefillin? Which leads to a machlokes in the Gemara whether or not Laila is zman tefillin. Why is Laila? So one shita says v'shamartas chukazos lemoadah miyamim yamima yamim v'lo leilos, which means that there is no mitzvah that you don't put on tefillin at night, and it's soon to be an issur to put on tefillin at night. And it's a machlokas in the Bavli Menachos whether you get malchus or not, whether v'shamarta lashon hishamer is considered a lav. And the other shita says no, it's a machlokas tanaim already. Rabbi Yosi HaGalil and Rabbi Akiva and the other tanaim also who weigh in. And this is the machlokas whether or not Laila is zman tefillin. Even if you hold Laila is zman tefillin, as some of the Amoraim did, there seems to be some type of halacha of a marin kain that we don't want people wearing tefillin at night because they might either pass gas or they might fall asleep in it, which will lead to that. And you need a tefillin require a gufnaki, and therefore the din was that you didn't wear tefillin at night. You certainly didn't put them on at night. Now. So now, there's two days, whether there's an issa daraisa, minimally putting on tefillin at night, maybe even continuing to wear them, and B, or do you say that, no, laila min medina is man tefillin. Okay, now Shabbos and Yom Tov are not man tefillin, the source for that depends upon what, if you hold miyamim yamima, it's talking about tefillin, so then it's lamai leilos and lamai Shabbos for Yom Tov. If you don't, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, the laila is man tefillin, then it's not derived from an isser, but simply there's no necessity of wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's because you don't need the os. It's very important to realize there's nafkamina in this. The Rambam paskins that laila lash man tefillin in Torah. We don't accept that side. We assume that laila it's only a din derabanan. That's very important because there are cases, I think Ramosha was Makil in Russia, if I'm not mistaken, to allow the Balabatim who would not have put on tefillin otherwise to put them on when it was still Laila, early morning, because otherwise they might not have worn it, and there you have to rely upon, I'm not sure you have to check that, but you have to rely upon that we don't like the Rambam there. The other issue that really comes up in this, and I think it's Nogei at the Shabbos and Yom Tov, is our tefillin muksa. According to the Shulchan Aruch, tefillin are not muksa at all, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to put on tefillin on Yom Tov or Shabbos if you want. The chumrah of treating tefillin as muksa, not wearing them, comes from the Zohar. That does not appear in the Shulchan Aruch. First, I think it appears in the Magen Avraham. Okay? So for the non-Kabbalists, tefillin are vaday not muksa. It's mutrutu. We don't wear them on Shabbos, but it's mutrutu. And therefore, they're certainly not muksa. It's a klisha ma'achto
leheter.
No, he's talking about Yom Tov Acharon, when the whole thing's holding to Rabbanan.
Oh, because
if you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed.
No, he's talking about on Yom Tov Sheni.
But if you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov Sheni is only Yom Tov Rabbanan. The Zohar would hold you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed.
Right.
That's where really it's coming from. Uh-huh. I mean, so if you hold that you do put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, well, it's not, even if you held like the Rambam, that Laila Lasan and Yom Tov Lasan Tov, but it's Yom Tov Rabbanan, and that's not the Chol HaMitzvah Tefillin, which is the
Zohar. Which is really funny because there the Zohar influences the Shulchan Aruch.
On the Chol HaMoed piece, yes, but not on Muktza, right? The truth is, you can't accept the Zohar on Muktza because it's against the Mishnah Beitza. The Mishnah Beitza says Beferish you're allowed to send tefillin on Yom Tov. It's black and white. You can't do anything against it. It can be against the Beferish Mishnah.
So why not wear tefillin?
No. So the truth is that there we say that the Beshevi Altasa, their Oker. There's a Rashba somewhere who says you don't wear tefillin b'chol Yom Tov Sheni, but we don't. The assumption is that the din the Rabban is oker. But the reason to wear tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, that's assuming. I don't know that I would paskin. If you ask me the Shah, I'm not sure I paskin the same way.
No, but I'm saying, if one were to ask him, so then.
Well, the reason he would distinguish is he would say that you're only. Because Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael is really a suffix, whether you're even supposed to keep it, because the machlokas are post kim and so on, so you shouldn't, you know, that's really a day and a half in a sense. That's really
right.
That's two minus a half.
Right.
Just for tefillin, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, you wear an Yom Tov Sheni, something like that.
Okay, so anyway, Tosfos says, Tosfos says, only for them that their normal way was to take it off right before nightfall. They wore tefillin all day, so they would make the bracha. There are Rishonim who claim, by the way, in Nida, I haven't seen it, or Hirsch mentioned them to me, the Rashba, maybe the Ramban, who say that if you take in Eretz Yisrael, if you took your tefillin off in the middle of the day, you wouldn't make the bracha afterwards. Now, the real problem that he thinks, and I think he's right, that Tosfos is not really mashma that way. In other words, Darkel Masalkamalai, therefore they make the bracha. Ours is not, therefore we don't make the bracha at all, but not that if they took it off in the middle of the day, they wouldn't have. One point that I made, which is that if you hold like the Rashba and the Ramban, you have to decide when does taking it off qualify as taking it off before nightfall? A minute before? 5 minutes before? And the only thing I can suggest, one of three possibilities. Either Samuch, let's say, which would be half an hour, Chatzisha, or Plaga Mincha, or maybe Mincha Ketana. And there has to be some shear, right? Because you don't assume that they only would have taken off, they took it off 60 seconds before. You'd never tell them, if there's an Isser having them on at night, you wouldn't say that you should wait till 60 seconds before. Okay. Aval Anu. Now, why not? Why if we take it off at night is not shayach? So he goes on to explain. But after the two, it's a mitzvah to take it off. And Ravashi, in fact, according to a story, they actually would have put him on at night, except for he told them it was to guard the tefillin, which the Gemara says is mutter. But he didn't want to tell them. But Ravina said, I could tell he really didn't hold that way. He held that it was, you can wear him at night, but halacha ve'mar in kain. So then, so, you know, even though we have Shabbos, if we take our tefillin off for Shabbos Yantav, we hold it, you don't wear it. So he says, dafkel too, that they held there was a chukah, kaya tefillin. V'teida, in other words, it's not a general sheet that you make, have a bracha before and a bracha after a mitzvah. It was specifically, there's a mitzvah of the shamartas ha-chukah zos b'yamin yamima, which means you have to take tefillin off before night. Now, Tosfos doesn't say this, but I add another step. I don't think there's any isser. If the makar is os, there's no isser in putting on tefillin Shabbos Yom Tov. You just don't need to. So there's no mitzvah to take it off. It's just not necessary to be wearing them on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeah, but Tosfos says further, Aval Shar Mitzvos, Kedon. Right, so there, and of a kasha, the avamatzu the shini hachi. Yeah, but there is a Tosfos, I don't know if it's in Tosfos and Nida, that the suggestion is made. He quotes Tosfos and Nida, Tosfos and Sukkah. He says there's a yishuv. I didn't have a chance to look at it, but it may. I know one of the Rishonim says, I know they used to make a bracha after all mitzvahs. In which case, though, so we don't hold that way. It's not that we have a different sheet to legabe tefillin, and tefillin was the only place they made that bracha. No, we just don't hold that you make brachos after mitzvahs. Okay. Any questions about that? No? Okay. All right. So we will very quickly on Sunday, we'll stop here. We will be doing Hirchei Kedusha. And on Sunday, we will, God willing, resume. Tomorrow we're going to be doing, I think roughly the Reish Tes or Reish Yud. And we'll, I hope that, what? Hold on, I'll tell you in a second. We are up to Simon. Yes, we're up to Reish Tes, so I hope to do Reish Tes to Reish Yud Aleph. And Sunday we'll try to finish the Bavli. Again, most of it's sort of Agada. I'm going to go very quickly through until we get to the little piece at the end, Rabbi Tarfon. Okay.